Welcome to the Without Limits podcast, where we break through barriers, revealing the keys to living an abundant life. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Anne-Marie.
Welcome back to another episode. We're so glad that you chose to spend some time together. We're doing a microcast today, which means short and sweet, but packs a punch.
Nice. That's a good way to put it. What are we talking about today? We're going to be talking about celebrating others.
Right.
Celebrating other people.
And Mark, it's interesting. When we started talking about this, I started to realize there are certain people in our lives, or in, if you notice, even at your workplace or people in your life, that are really generous with cheerleading or celebrating others, where there's some people that hold it back, or often we call them dream thieves, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But we wondered, what's the difference? How can people celebrate others? So that's what we wanted to talk about today. How do you become, you know, living without limits, living an abundant life, giving out, celebrating others, but in return, you get such a blessing for that.
For sure.
It's incredible.
I think it starts with listening. If you're listening to the people that are in your life, you know, that you work with, or if you're an entrepreneur and you're supporting part of a supporting network of people, I think if you're listening there, you can hear and pick up. They're telling you where they're going, what they would like, what their dream is, what their goal is. And you just sort of, you can make a mental note and you can remember that, and you can remember to encourage them and celebrate them and support them sometimes. Sometimes the best thing you can do when somebody is working on a dream or a goal or whatever is, guess what? You know, buy something they're selling, or help them doing what they're doing, or, you know, support them, or say, hey, I know somebody that might be able to, you know, contribute to what you're going with.
Right. And celebrating that. And often we can watch their journey, encourage them, and be that cheerleader on the side. But what I would encourage our listeners to watch for their light dimming. There's every person who has a dream, who is going on out of the norm of what people expect. They probably have other people in their life that aren't celebrating them or are dream thieves. So we want to make sure we're not stealing someone's dream and say, are you sure you want to do that? You've never had a business before. Do you think you can really do that? So there's little things we can do that can steal a dream, but there's lots of things that we can do to put a fire under the dream.
And you know what can also be a mistake sometimes? You want to encourage people and celebrate what they're doing. That doesn't necessarily mean they need advice. They're letting you know that they're, you know, maybe they're going to start an exercise program, or they're going to begin to, take a craft course or something like that. And they don't need to know. They don't need to know about three people that you knew that failed at that.
Right.
Or how to do it, or, you know, how to, you know, you should go in the morning, or you should, you know, only eat till 4 o'clock. It's not a call for advice.
Right. And so many people, don't you find they want to do that? I know that if anyone listening has ever had a baby or been pregnant, every person that's had a baby or knew someone that had a baby or watched a movie where someone had a baby, they all want to tell people advice. And I had very good birth stories, and I always shared my birth stories with moms because I wanted to encourage them and bring them peace. Because everyone that's had not a great birth story want to share it with others and terrify someone, so that's not going to help. But Mark, why do you think, what gets behind the dream thief or the people that can't celebrate?
Insecurity.
Okay.
It's always... Because what happens is, you know, if a person is insecure in themselves, everyone has a dream. Everyone has a goal. And if you didn't step out into yours, or if you're not walking in yours now, do you know what an insecure person rarely ever wants to hear?
No.
About somebody that is.
Right.
And oftentimes it's, have you ever heard the story of the crabs in the bucket?
Remind me, how does that go again?
Well, you take a bucket and you fill it, you know, when they catch crabs, they don't have to put a lid on the crab bucket. They just drop them in the bucket. And what happens is they start to pile up on each other. And whenever one gets close to the top, the other ones pull it back down.
Right.
So you can leave them all in there and none of them will ever get out because they won't work together.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so that's oftentimes the insecurity is based in the fact that, you know, they stepped out, tried something, didn't work, or, mm-hmm. you know, and now they seem to want company.
Mm-hmm. Right. And somehow in people's minds, if you succeed, somehow that makes me less. And what I also notice in the people that can't celebrate others are they are have a sort of a competitive nature that there is only one winner. And if you're winning, then that means I can't.
Right.
So no, there's abundance.
So they're working from a negative sum game. It's almost
Correct.
Like there's only a limited amount of things that can be successful or a limited amount of winners or a limited amount of anything. And no.
No.
We can all win and we can all celebrate each other's wins.
Right. So what I would offer our listeners today is to look at, are there any insecurities or competition that sort of bubbles up? If you do notice someone doing well at something, what comes up for you? Do you feel, you know, jealous or envy? That could be a sign to watch for. But then start stepping out and celebrating people. And it's a small thing that we can do that can encourage someone on their journey.
Absolutely. And keep it light.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, like I was talking earlier about the advice thing, sometimes just keep it light.
Yeah.
Realize that they're plowing into this. They're working hard mm-hmm. at it. You know, keep it light. Keep it humorous. Keep it fun. And just be that source of encouragement for them.
And have you ever called someone or reached out to someone and just said, you know what, I was thinking about you today, and I'm just so grateful you're in my life, and I'm so impressed with what you're doing. And I've had people do that to me, and I've had tears well up in my eyes because it was just the moment exactly when I needed to hear it, or they've said that back. You can't know how much I needed to hear that today. Mm-hmm. So listen to that inner voice. Listen to your heart, because you never know when someone's light is dimming. Mm-hmm. You might notice it if you're around them a lot or they're very close. But sometimes we don't know, and we have to listen. And don't be afraid. If someone comes across your mind and you just think, oh man, they're doing so great, just send them a quick message. Send them a voice note. Send them an email. Just say something. It doesn't, like you said, keep it light. It doesn't have to be long. Just say, just thinking about you, and I'm just so impressed with what you're doing right now.
Just create that invisible smile. You did something. They smiled in a room all by themselves and no one saw it. But you know what? That's what they needed at that moment.
Exactly. So our wish for you today as we close out this podcast is to have that smile on the inside and bring it to others and celebrate others on their journey. And you're going to get that back in droves in your life as well. And you're going to live an abundant life without limits.
And that's what we want.
Exactly.
The Without Limits Podcast, where we break through barriers, revealing the keys to living an abundant life. Your hosts have been Mark and Anne-Marie.